I just realized my whole life is defined by circles. The imagined roundness of space, stars, planets, moon, our planet, my imperfect breasts, dim eyes, a man's scrotum sack, the whirl after a flush, the wheel I use to loom knit, and the mandalas I create in color for contests. The reincarnation and 360 degree of deja vu of a place I never knew I knew. The wax and wane of gibbons of a relationship. Not just ups and downs, but round and round, rehashing old hurts and fights, or reliving a moonlit dinner near the pier as we laugh and kiss near a never-ending ocean. Hey, you're listening to Poetry with Erica Jean, and I just read you a piece from my poetic journal. So it's unedited, it's not published. This was just something I was thinking about, and that was on my heart, about circles. I don't know why, maybe because lately I've been coloring in mandalas. I am a huge fan of coloring in mandalas, and ever since I revisited adult coloring, I've just been seeing a lot of circles. So if you don't know what a mandala is, a brief look at Britannica. I'm on Britannica now. It tells us that a mandala in Hindu and Buddhist tantrism is a symbolic diagram used in the performance of sacred rites and as an instrument of meditation. The mandala is basically a representation of the universe, a consecrated area that serves as a receptacle for the gods and as a collection point of universal forces. Man, as the microcosm, by mentally entering the mandala and proceeding towards its center, is by analogy guided through the cosmic process of disintegration and reintegration. So there's history behind mandalas. They're more than just images that we're coloring for fun. So I'm glad that I got a brief history of what a mandala is, because it's super important. But I am glad that artists have decided to take the mandala and make it something that everyone can participate in and also respect at the same time, as far as giving credit where credit is due. I did not know anything about mandalas. I thought they were just pretty patterns in a coloring book to color. I first seen mandalas, I believe, in 2013, and I began coloring them. And then I took a break from coloring mandalas and picked it back up in 2016. I dropped coloring again, and the last couple of years I have been purchasing adult coloring books and coloring in them. So while I was coloring mandalas, I just happened to see circles all around me. The thing is, they have always been all around us. It's just that I've been paying more attention without realizing I've been paying more attention. For instance, my loom knitting wheels, they're circular. A few of them fell down on my foot, and I was like, wow, a circle. The vanilla wafer cookies that I love, they are by Pazzelli, and you can get them from Amazon. They are so addicting, and it's supposed to be Italian made or Italian style. Very addicting, but when you look at them, they literally have the shape of a circle. They look like wheels, but they have like a mandala appearance to them. They look intricately designed like a mandala. Also, like I mentioned in the poem, mandalas can also be not mandalas, but circles in general. They can be applied to anything in life. The 360 degree of return can be applied to relationships. How within relationships, especially long-term ones, we tend to rehash old hurts. We tend to revisit the past often. Conversations that we've had before, we have them again and again. Things that we've talked about already, we talk about them again. We may revisit old restaurants that we went to when we were first dating. Those bring good feelings. And then towards the end of the poem, I mention a never-ending ocean, which reminds me of a circle. Definitely not a perfect circle, but the idea is about never-ending. So I see that circles mean a lot, even as it pertains to the body, the microcosm, which is us, our breasts, men's balls, our eyes, things that are circular. And again, this doesn't mean perfect circle, but circular. Some of us, we are not in shape, but I remember my old professor, he said, someone told him he wasn't in shape. And he said, "I'm round. Round is a shape." And I remember laughing. We all laughed, actually. But I remember just over a year ago, I was in that round shape. And I'm happy to say that I've done some hard work, cut back a few calories, carbs, and I'm in a different shape now. The circle is trying not to leave, but most of it has left. And this is not to say that there is something wrong with the circular shape. Humans, we are beautifully imperfect, but perfection is something that we talk about and we idealize and we philosophize about, but we don't know what it is and what it should look like. So I love all of our shapes, period. So anyway, I didn't want to make this too long. That's how I feel about circles. Let me know if you ever heard of mandalas, if you color mandalas, or how do you feel about circular relationships, deja vu. I meant to talk a little more about deja vu, but I'll just say this. Deja vu is something that we never knew that we knew. Sometimes you can almost tell what's about to happen next because you lived it before, but we just don't know the date and time of when we lived it. So I would love to spend some extra time one day talking about deja vu and how mysterious it remains, because it's, you get the feeling that you've done it before. So that's what makes deja vu so interesting. But yeah, let me know your thoughts. Talk back to me. Thank you for listening. You have been listening to Poetry with Erica Jean.